Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله العزيز الغفار غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول. لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، فصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا معشر الحاضرين من الإخوان والأخوات المسلمين، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وبعد، فإن موضوع خطبة اليوم بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو أهمية يوم الجمعة، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الجمعة بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون، إلى آخر السورة. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, for a very long time I've always tried to emphasize for myself and then any of my friends or brothers that I see who are, mashallah, they've memorized the Quran or they've done some sort of Islamic education, to always have a backup khutbah with you ready at all times. Just literally a few minutes ago, I was sitting there just like one of you, and wallahi al-azim, I had pulled up a couple of the khutbahs in my phone just in case anything happens. And I was reading over a couple of them, and I decided, why not, inshallah, choose the topic for today that we might never get to hear in the masjids. We might never get to hear just because of how obvious it is, and we've been doing this exercise, this practice, this obligation, this fard for so long, of coming to the day of coming to the Friday prayer, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. So I thought, why not choose this khutbah, inshallah, when I'm sitting there, and I was called by the brother to have the topic today as, inshallah, the importance of Yawm al-Jumu'ah. So inshallah, let's go ahead and see. As first and foremost, I will try to give myself a reminder, and then to all of you, with the best of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on my tongue today to speak over here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me ease to be able to convey my message. Let's start with the root of Jumu'ah, as most of the words in the Arabic language come from three letters. So Jim, Mim, and Ayn. So the root of Jumu'ah comes from these three letters. What does Jama'a or Jim, Mim, Ayn in any combination, what does that mean? It means to gather, to congregate, to come together in one place. And mashallah, looking at the very full masjid, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grow our beautiful community even more, we are literally doing that. So a lot of our practices, you will see, when it comes to the root of the word, it reflects the essence of that practice. So we are coming together, and we are all gathered here, whether it's from our work, from our house, anybody who's traveling here, welcome first and foremost to the city, and they are also getting to check out the masjid. So regardless of where we're coming from or what we were doing in the last few hours of Friday, we all have gathered here to fulfill an obligation, and we ask Allah to accept all of our ibadah. What also is there, and I've been super fascinated by this, is that Friday is so undeniable in being the day that people look forward to the most. If you completely remove the Islamic aspect, and if you just completely remove obligation, the prayer, the importance of Friday, as there are many, and I will try to mention a few of them, the day of Friday is looked at with such happiness, eagerness, and motivation by anyone. So whether they are a believer, they follow the religion of Islam, if they follow the religion of Islam, they don't follow the religion of Islam, every single person out there, almost, looks forward to the day of Friday. This is the day when the work week ends, the prices of things go up. You know, you ever tried to travel, you try to book some hotels, you see that the weekday prices is much different than the weekend price. So subhanAllah, it's such an attractive day to, you know, you begin your weekend, begin relaxing, your entertainment, going out of town if you want to. And this is not a coincidence or an accident, my dear brothers and sisters. Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, is the chief of all the days. And it's also an unwritten rule, as I've seen in my personal experience, and alhamdulillah, I hope that's the case today as well, that when I go back to my laptop after we conclude this Jumu'ah khutbah, there's going to be barely any emails, any messages, nothing of that sort. Whatever happens on Friday, most of the work, for the most part, in the majority of our jobs that we see, it all takes place on Friday morning, and by the time lunchtime comes around, whatever, if there's any meeting needed, if there's any necessary conversation, someone forgot to follow up on something in the week, only those kind of messages come in, and for the most part, we're clear. So inshallah, I hope that for myself and for all of you, you go back if you need to go back to work. It's a very easy day from now until you conclude for the day. So it's kind of an unwritten good rule that everybody accepts and takes pretty seriously. Inshallah, I hope to talk about why this is the case. So let's start off by the translation of the ayah that I recited to open the khutbah from the last three ayat of Surah Jumu'ah. I recited ayah number 9. And starting off with that one. O believers, when the call to prayer is made on Friday, then proceed diligently to the remembrance of Allah and leave off your business. That is best for you if only you knew. Once the prayer is over, disperse throughout the land. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ And seek the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Allah often so that you may be successful. And then the last ayah talks about an incident when they saw the fanfare along with the caravan. They almost all flocked to it, leaving you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing on the pulpit. Say to them, what is with Allah is far better than amusement and merchandise, and Allah is the best provider. So let's unpack these messages that we have to conclude Surah Al-Jumu'ah. This is the only place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this blessed day and this blessed prayer by name. So Jumu'ah is only mentioned in this instance, and the surah is also named after Friday. So dropping all of our business and worldly affairs. I used to work some time ago in an office, and the main person in charge over there, he was a very busy man, you know, very busy. Lots of client calls, meetings. Most of the time, more often than not, his door was closed rather than open. If I had a question, I would sometimes have to wait a few hours or ask someone else or just hope for the best. He was so busy. He was super busy, but on the day of Friday, he not only left for Jumu'ah, he left a whole hour before leaving everything and went to the nearest masjid just so he could sit for some time, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had the habit of reading Surah Al-Kahf, or I should say he has the habit, inshallah. So this is one of the things that I observed, and it's important that we leave all of our trade, whatever we are doing, all the business that we are doing, we leave it behind. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has given us the message of i'tidal, of equality, moderation in Islam. So it's not only that you come to Jumu'ah, you drop all your affairs, everything is done. No, that's not the case. Once the prayer is over, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Once the prayer is over, we are told to disperse in the land and seek the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times is it that you may have started your journey, you may have started your travel, you wait until Jumu'ah is over, then you begin your travel. Or, mashallah, we see in the places that are connected, the masajid, Islamic centers, schools that are connected with like cafeteria, how many times does it feel so good you're complete with the prayers? Then you go get lunch and you're sitting with your fellow brothers in the thawb, the sisters, you know, all sitting together, having a good time. Everyone wants to, you know, eat and talk after Jumu'ah. So these are just a few examples, just a couple examples of how our fitrah, our inclination following the Jumu'ah follows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. So on one hand, you should drop all your business, leave everything behind and go outside for the prayer. But once the prayer is done, we should seek the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be thankful for what we have, ask Allah to increase us in our bounties so that we may in turn thank Him more and be more successful. And of course, the last ayah, the reward and blessing in this short time of khutbah is something in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reward and He has it. So we ask Him that He may perfect our ibadah, that He may increase us in our sunnah before the salah and after the salah, and may He accept all of our du'a so that He may grant us all the rewards that He has with Him and increase us multifold. My brothers and sisters, I would like to go over the importance of the etiquette of the Jumu'ah khutbah. In an authentic hadith, we are told to stay completely quiet and do not even make any gestures. An example of this that you may have heard narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anh, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you say to your companion during the Imam's talk, when the Imam is preaching, and all you do to him if he's making any disturbance or noise is that you make this gesture or you tell him like with your hand, just, you know, be quiet, that has nullified your prayer. This is the strict importance of not doing anything, ignoring even the salam when somebody comes in. We should be completely quiet and undivided in our attention towards the khatib. And this now also includes all forms of communication, which is our phones. So a lot of times people think that technically this command may be for talking during the khutbah, like physical talking, you know. Another form of our communication is the texting. And ultimately when you're texting, you're focusing. You're putting a part of your brain, you're using your brain in the texting. So my brothers and sisters, if this is a habit that we pick up our phone, we check our phone, we go on social media, we send texts, you know, even to our mom, parents, we should avoid this. Avoid this, my dear brothers and sisters, so that we may not be deprived of the reward of the khutbah and that we may get the full reward of listening to the sermon and also the prayer in full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Friday to be the best day for His worship. And with His wisdom and choice, there's many significant events and occurrences that took place on the day of Friday. In an authentic narration, again by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, we learn that the best day which the sun has risen is the day of Friday. Adam alayhi salam was created on Friday. He and his wife entered the paradise on Friday. And he and his wife also descended down from paradise to the earth on the day of Friday. And the hour, the last day, the last hour before the Day of Judgment will not be established except on Friday. And this part is so important because in an authentic narration another time, we learn that on the Day of Friday, the animals, you know, animals, the non-human beings, non-jinn, the animals, they begin to tremble in fear. They have a fear that the hour is going to be established. So every single Friday that passes, they have the fear, while we and the jinn kind are off in our business. So it demonstrates the importance of how much more focused, locked in, and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we should be on such a powerful day. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He increase us in our reflections. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in the ability to do ibadah and what pleases Him on this beautiful day. And may He allow us to follow all the etiquette and the practices which should be done and which should be avoided on the day of Friday. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إرغاما لمن جهد به وكفر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الخلائق والبشر إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه مسابه الغرر خصوصا منهم على الخلفاء الأربعة سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق وعمر بن خطاب وعثمان بن عفان وعلي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهم وعلى سائر الصحابة والصحابيات رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the sunnah and a very important thing on Friday that you may have already done or about to do inshallah before the sun sets for today is the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf. So in my second khutbah in the 4 minutes that I have, I would like to just go over the virtues of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in the authentic hadith that من قرأ سورة الكهف في يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Whoever recites the Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Friday, a light will shine for him between this Friday and the next. And also we learn about this surah being the ultimate protection from the fitna of Dajjal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all the fitna, and especially the biggest fitna of us to take place in this dunya, the fitna of Dajjal. Allahumma ameen. So what are the four virtues of Surah Al-Kahf, from four main ones from the stories that we hear and that we read and we hear about, we see? These four virtues are as follows. So first of all, the surah is named after the cave, Al-Kahf. So this is the trial of religion. So people of the cave were seeking the refuge because they believed in the one true God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only do we learn about sticking with what is right, but also the good companionship. Maybe one of them by himself, Allah knows best, he would not be able to make that journey to the cave in solitude by himself. But this was the group of the generous, of the wise, the noble young men, and they all were in a group, true believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they stuck together for what is right. The other trial and lesson that we learn of the main four is the trial of wealth. So wealth and children are adornments of this life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compared the two. In ayah number 46, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. So the wealth and the children are adornments of this life, but whatever is the ibadah, the worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's far more greater and everlasting. And the last two before we conclude, inshallah, the trial of knowledge. We know the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. So we learn that the knowledge is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no matter how much we have, it's always going to be a drop compared to the vast sea of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. And to close off is the fitna of power. Dhulqarnain was a man who ruled from east to west. He was a man who was given all the bounties by Allah, yet he chose to remain humble and help the people fi sabilillah. He traveled, and what he would do mainly in his travel is remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help the people. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to learn all these lessons from Surah Al-Kahf, whatever is in the Qur'an regarding Friday, regarding our daily lives. May He allow us to use this Qur'an, this noble book, as a manual for us in our lives, and to implement it more and to read it more as much as we can. Before we go to the final dua, inshallah, there are a few dua requests. Brother Ataullah Malik, he has a heart procedure on Monday. Brother Zareen Rahman is recovering from his heart failure and surgery. And then also dua shifa for Brother Mumtaz Khan and Sister Alina Navid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you please give the healing and the cure to all these brothers and sisters who are in the hospital or at home, and that you please allow them to return to a state that they were even better than before their illness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are going through anything mentally, physically, with our health or anything in our lives, that He may ease our problems and give us the success in this life. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of the Muslim ummah with whatever troubles we are all going through. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ahfaz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ahfaz al-Islam wal-Muslimin fi Filistin. Allahumma ahfaz al-Islam wal-Muslimin fi Filistin. Allahumma ahfaz al-Islam wal-Muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ahfaz al-Islam wal-Muslimin fi Lubnan. Allahumma ahfaz al-Islam wal-Muslimin fi kulli makan. Wa ahfaz al-mustada'afin min ar-rijali wan-nisa'i wal-wildan. والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا اللهم يا شافع الأمراض اشف مرضانا وجميع المرضى من المسلمين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وهم وأكبر أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers and sisters, please make sure that you filled all the gaps in the first rows before starting or going back to a new one. Please make sure that all the gaps in front of you are filled first. And please come close together, fill in all the gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder. And if your phones are not on silent, please do so.
أقيموا صفوفكم واخشعوا في صلاتكم.
الله أكبر سبحانك الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we have Seerah conference inshallah at the masjid. The first opening session tonight is going to be right after the Maghrib Salah. I invite you all to come and attend the Seerah conference. Tomorrow, full day, we have multiple sessions. You can go online and look up the sessions and inshallah join us. Tickets will be available for sale for the Seerah conference on site as well. You can purchase them online or you can purchase them on site. In addition to that, today the tickets for the annual fundraising dinner are going on sale. They are available online and online only. And there is an early bird pricing available starting today for the fundraising tickets, inshallah. So if you want to benefit from the discount available, purchase your tickets early. And last thing is, we have voter registration table outside. If you haven't yet registered yourself or your family, please do stop by at the voter registration desk and register yourself. Jazakallahu khair.